The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning and happy Halloween. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I am Jackie Ruddy, broker and owner, in with Patrick Devaney, my husband and fellow realtor.
Good morning.
Good morning. And our special guest, John Pendrack, certified appraiser with John A. Ruddy Appraisal Company, Inc. Hi,
Good
John.
Good morning. Hello.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Thanks for joining us. I'm fine.
Glad
Thank
to be
you.
Here.
Good. We're here every Saturday and Sunday to answer real estate questions and discuss various real estate topics. We have a full-time real estate office with 12 plus realtors, and we've been listing and selling real estate over 40 years. Feel free to email us at
questions@jruddy.com.
You can view our listings or search the MLS at jruddy.com. That's jruddy.com. Or you can call us
at 888-399-JACK, 888-399-5225.
And you can visit us at Dunmore Corners at 111 West Drinker Street. On today's show, we're going to discuss appraisals. And after a brief introduction by John, John, would you tell us about yourself, your background?
Started in the appraisal business in 2005, studying under a very good certified residential appraiser. Moved on to study under Jack about 2 years after I started my apprenticeship. And just became certified back in March of this year after passing the exam, which 6 hours long, needed all 6 hours to pass it.
Yeah, I saw John when he came back from the exam. It looked like he had just lost the weight of the world off his shoulders.
That was a good day.
It was a good day. I was frazzled.
It was draining, but very good day.
Very good day indeed.
And yes. I often find out there when I talk to people that are studying or preparing for the test that passing it on the first time is not, it's an exception. It's not always the case. It's very difficult to do that. So we were proud of you.
Yeah, I took a little bit of personal pride in it. Studied for a long time leading up into it. Started studying in November and increased the intensity as the time grew closer to my scheduled test date. Really hammered down the last few weeks. And to be honest with you, I didn't think I passed it. When I completed the test, I hadn't completed it, actually. There was 171 questions. I think I left 10 blank. And when the test ended, I just ran out of time, got up, walked over to the proctor, and I says, give me the bad news. He says, you've passed. He says, congratulations. There was another man in the room with the proctor at the time who was taking the general appraiser's exam. That's an 8-hour exam. I'm right now at this point in my time, I'm not interested in pursuing that just solely because of the exam. But he turned to the gentleman who was on a break. He just needed a mental break from the exam. And he said, see, some people do pass it. So I felt good about that.
No, it was an intense mm-hmm. exam.
I've always had an interest in appraisal. I started my real estate career in 1975, got my realtor's license, and worked a little bit down in Shawnee on the Delaware selling timesharing units, and locally here selling residential homes. Put my license in escrow to raise a family and brought it out in 2004 when I sold my business. I had a business that I ran, a small convenience type grocery store, for 27 years. So I have some business experience as well. Sold that, decided I wanted to go back into real estate, but my real passion was in appraisal. And once I got into real estate, about a year or two later, like I said, in 2005, I started to pursue my career with appraisal because the opportunity presented itself. And lo and behold, I finally achieved that goal after several years of
training. Yes, and you mm-hmm. trained under Jack, and Jack had all the confidence in the world in you, and Jack loved appraisals, and I'm sure he would be thrilled that we kept the company, John A. Ruddy Appraisal Company, and that you're the certified appraiser for that company. And Jack did appraisals right up to the time of his death.
Incredible.
Yes. So he had turned 80 in the September prior to his death, and he was very proud of the fact that he turned 80, but he also liked to keep his mind sharp. Now, if you asked him what he ate for breakfast, he wouldn't remember. But ask him about a house he appraised 15 years ago, and he could tell you room by room, measurements, square footage, floor plan, all the amenities. He had
amazing.
Yeah, he had a mind for it, and he loved to do it, and he was good at it. So he's probably looking down saying, thank you, John.
Well, I'm thanking him from down here, and I don't know if I could retain that kind of knowledge as far as measurements. I don't know, Pat, what do you think?
I don't know.
I can't remember.
I'm the kind of like Jack. I don't remember what I had for breakfast.
Honest to God. From two appraisals back, I can't remember the measurements, let alone from 15 years ago.
Well, he did have a passion for real estate.
Yes, he
and
did.
He did love appraisals and the real estate business. Now, can anyone with a real estate license appraise?
No. No. As a matter of fact, you have to become an appraiser to appraise, and you don't necessarily have to be a realtor to appraise. You don't have to have a realtor's license. To become an appraiser, you have to have so much experience hours working under a supervisor and apprentice.
How many hours is that?
To become a certified residential appraiser to appraise 1 to 4 family residential properties, you need 2,500 hours.
2,500 hours?
Supervision, right, in no less than 2 years. No fewer than 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah, so you really do have to
yeah,
put your time
in. You can't
be
doing this stuff part-time.
No, no, and typically you work under the appraiser for a minimum of 300 hours or until he feels like you're competent enough to go out on your own. And then you have to have, they've just changed the requirements as of 2008 January that you have to have the equivalent of an associate degree and take certain college equivalent courses. Then you have to pass state and federal exams. And like I said, they're no fun, but they're worth it in the long run.
Yeah, I mean, you can't.
If it's what you like to
do. If you want to be determining value, you want qualified people doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. What's the difference between a competitive market analysis or comparative market analysis, often we call that a CMA, and an appraisal?
A CMA can be performed by any realtor for the purpose mostly of obtaining a listing, whereas an appraisal can only be performed by someone who is certified appraiser. Like I said, you don't necessarily have to be an appraiser to do a CMA. A realtor can do a CMA. So pretty much it's a diluted, very diluted, watered-down appraisal that doesn't take into consideration a lot of factors that affect value, and also it's not done under the standards of uniform standards of professional appraisal practice.
Right. So a lot of times when people call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, when they're thinking about selling their home or they want to get an idea of what their home is worth, they often ask us for an appraisal, but a lot of times they mean a market analysis. And a market analysis is free, an appraisal is not.
Correct.
There's a lot more that goes into an appraisal.
Correct.
You study neighborhoods, you study statistics, you do a lot of...
We analyze trends, we look at adverse effects on value, positive effects on value. The big thing is, once an assignment comes into you and you identify the problem, then you start what's called a preliminary investigation. You set up a plan, you start up a preliminary investigation of the problem and how you're going to solve it, of the assignment, how you're going to solve it, and you work from there, and you basically work from the general to the specific. And it takes time. An appraisal, when I perform one, depending on the complexity, can take up to 15-20 hours.
Right. That's a lot of work.
Yeah, people think you're just going to go and you're going to, oh, look at my house and know exactly what it's worth, but there's a lot more that goes into it.
There's a lot more, especially now with financing the way it is and appraisals being scrutinized the way they are by underwriting. You have to really dot your I's and cross your T's.
So what are the banks, if they go with underwriting and they have a problem, what's like the biggest problem that they have with the appraisal? What's the most common?
Most common is comparables that you use.
Yeah.
If the comparables aren't from the same area or if they're not similar, you know, they might have a problem and object and ask for additional comparables.
Comparables are often called comps, and they are properties that are supposed to be similar to the subject property.
Correct.
That have recently sold.
Correct. And they don't necessarily have to be similar in age, because depending on how well they've been maintained and improved over the years, as long as they're similar in design, appeal, and utility, gross living area, things like that.
We're going to be headed towards a break in a short bit. We're on the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. But quickly, before we head to that break, how much do appraisals cost?
Typically, for a single-family residential, they start at around $300, and they could go up to $350, $400, depending on the complexity. Multifamilies, you're looking at $400 to $500, once again, depending on the complexity of the assignment.
Well, for 15 hours work, that's not a bad deal at all.
Well, if you break it down like that.
Yeah, you break it down an hourly rate. All the work, yeah.
Yeah, it's not a bad deal. It's money well spent. It really is, because it's going to give you a pretty good accurate indication of the market value of your property.
What have you been appraising most lately? Estates, refis, purchases, divorces?
Pretty much refis, doing some estates, doing some bankruptcies, divorces.
You're doing it all?
We do quite a bit. Mm-hmm. A lot of refis, though, with market conditions being the way they are and interest rates being as low as they are.
Okay, good. But you're busy, and you're doing a ton. You have about 10 you're doing right now.
Yes, I'm working on right now 7.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to head to a break, but before we do so, let's go over a listing. We have a listing by Sarah Weiss of Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. The listing's at 1141 Hampton Street in Scranton.
Right. It's listed at $94,500. It's 3 bedrooms, 1.5 baths. It's got a 2-car garage. I like 2-car garages. The taxes are $1,500. It says the house, it's 1141 Hampton. The house is much larger than it appears. The home is move-in ready, hardwood floors, tiled, remodeled kitchen, 2-car garage, I mentioned that, and an extra room upstairs, perfect for a computer or a family room. It's got newer electric and a newer furnace. All appliances are included, and it's close to the schools and shopping. That's 945-1141 Hampton Street.
Thank you, Pat. Okay, it's time for a short break. We will be back in a bit with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
Looking for the one home that's right for you? It's one of the biggest decisions of your life. Don't leave it all to a website. Connect with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. They'll work with you to find the one neighborhood, the one community that will give you the best value. Then they will guide you from homepage to home while living up to the promise of Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, the gold standard. Whether it's time to move up or you're simplifying your life but don't want to sacrifice your comfort, call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, 344-6724. That's 344-6724. They're the experts on real estate. Tune in on Saturdays at 8:30 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Century 21 Jack Ruddy knows real estate.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Does your home represent the person you are today, or does it represent the person you were 30 years ago? Now is the time to buy a home that fits your present needs. No 3-car garage or backyard putting green, or maybe you just want the simple things. A private den where you can get some work done, or a finished bar where you and your friends can enjoy a few laughs. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will work with you to find the one neighborhood, the one community that gives you the best value for the next 30 years. Whether it's time to move up or you are simplifying your life, but don't want to sacrifice comfort, call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will guide you from homepage to home while living up to the promise of the gold standard.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers. We are back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Again, I'm Jackie Ruddy, in with Pat Devaney, my husband and fellow realtor.
Good morning.
And John Pendrack, our certified appraiser.
Hello.
Hello. So far today, we've discussed the basics on your background, your business background, your schooling, your certification that you're a certified appraiser, what you had to do to get that appraisal license, and who can appraise, the difference between a market analysis and an appraisal, general values of or costs for appraisals, and most recently what you've been appraising. And you've been doing a lot of just about everything.
Just about everything, but not a whole lot of purchases because there aren't a whole lot going on right now.
Well, unfortunately the times we're in. But actually, I've seen an increase in sales and productivity in the last several weeks.
Yes, things are starting to look a little bit better. People are dipping their toes back into the market now that we've seen some stability in pricing. So it's a good thing.
Yeah, there's some good signs, and I'm hoping that it continues. So, John, I wanted to talk about the fact that I've recently received an article regarding appraisals in the home buying process. And in it, it talked about how 40% of the agents who reported contract problems, that means that they're in a contract with a buyer and a seller, a signed contract, said that their issues were related to unexpected valuations that came in lower than the negotiated sales price. This is much different than in 2005, when approximately 97% of the appraisals matched the negotiated sales price. So what's going on there?
Well, appraisals are being scrutinized more closely now by underwriting. We had some downward pressure on pricing because of the overinflated bubble that we had. And as a result of it, we've had changes in regulations. And they're looking at appraisals a little closer now.
They're not only looking at appraisers, they're looking at the borrowers too, if I'm not mistaken. They're looking at borrowers who have marginal credit scores. They're looking at people that have higher debt level relative to their income. And even if a property was a foreclosure that was purchased by what we call flippers, people that are investors who buy property, fix them up, and then turn around and sell them.
That is correct. Yes, they're looking very closely at all those. Especially people's ability to purchase homes. It's not that they don't have cash to lend out. It's just that they're being very careful to who they lend the cash to.
Right, right.
Right, like Marjorie, you were talking about credit scores. So a marginal credit score would probably be around 600, and then it could go all the way up to 800, right? Your credit score could be...
Yeah,
I saw a credit score of 816. I was very shocked. So, I mean, if you have a lower credit score, you're going to pay more on the interest. That usually how it works?
Yeah, you can pay higher interest and you can pay higher closing costs as a result of it, higher points.
Higher points.
Right. So they're not saying that they're not lending. It's just that they're looking at people a little closer today.
A lot closer. They don't want to get burned again and have all these foreclosures again in 10 years.
Okay. So the appraisal process, too, I've noticed a change there. You used to be able to appraise anything at any time. But a lot of these banks are now requiring, even on the foreclosures, if there's a bank involved, a lender involved, that utilities must be on, correct?
Utilities should be on for when the appraiser goes in to inspect the house, just to verify that the systems are working. Now, an appraiser is not a home inspector, so he's not going to look at how well it's functioning. He just wants to verify that the utilities are on and working properly.
So that's another question that buyers often ask. If I have an appraisal, why do I have to have a home inspection? And at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, we always tell them it is absolutely strongly suggested and recommended that not only they have the home inspection, they're going to have the appraisal when they're not purchasing the property with cash, when they have to get a mortgage.
Correct.
So a home inspection, a lot of times people don't want to part with that. And I know things sometimes are tight, but home inspections are very much a big part of the deal in to determine what's going on with that property.
A home inspection will reveal the condition of the systems involved, whereas an appraisal will just verify that they are functioning. We don't verify what type of condition the systems are in.
Right.
And that's the value of a home inspection, and I would always encourage, especially first-time home buyers who are a little naive, to seriously consider the services of a home inspector, because it could make or break a deal, and at least give them some insight as to what they're buying, if they're getting their money's worth as far as the condition of the utilities being inspected.
I always say home inspections are for condition and appraisals are for value.
Right. Well, if you get a loan, you're probably going to have to get an inspection for termite, for
well, not insect. not all lenders require that, but a lot of them do. So you just, the one thing that I always say is that just figure on having to have it. A clean wood infestation.
Yeah, money well spent. I mean, it's the biggest investment of your life. Spend a few $100 to get a home inspection, I think, is absolutely money well spent.
Home inspections, like appraisals, are very valuable. They do give you insight as to the condition of the entire structure. And as far as infestation, if you have any reasonable cause to believe that there might be, you should go ahead and do it. It's money well spent, and usually it's bundled into the price of a home inspection anyhow.
Good advice. So what happens in a sale if a property doesn't appraise?
Three things. Either the seller is going to come down and meet the appraised value and sell the house, or the buyer can come up if the seller doesn't come down and put additional money down, or the deal falls through. Simple as that.
So, I believe it or not, I've seen all three.
And so have I, because not only do I appraise, but I also represent buyers and sellers and seen it from every angle.
What are some of the things that you see on a property? So if a seller has a property and they've over-improved it and they've put a lot of money in a project of, you know, remodeling.
Oh, the $50,000 kitchen?
The $50,000 kitchen would be a very good example. You know, a lot of times people think that no matter what they put into their home, they're going to get it out if they resell.
No, that's not the case. As a matter of fact, the cost return is usually not the maximum you pay to have that improvement done. And for instance, vinyl siding might be one of the highest returns on your investment, and that might only return 75 to 80% of your cost to do it.
A lot of times when I read articles or information that comes across my desk, it says, be careful before you embark on this project because you may be putting more into your home than what you're going to, if you're ever going to sell it. And if you're not going to sell it, that's one thing. You're going to live in it. You're going to enjoy it. You're going to use it. So you're going to get your money's worth. But if you're ever thinking about selling, do you caution people on that?
I often do, telling them to be careful not to over-improve, because your house is, you don't want the nicest house on the block. It's only as good as the other homes in your defined neighborhood. And hopefully, really, you'd want to either have a house in the middle of the value or on the lower end, because of everything in appraisal is principles, progression, regression. And in this case here, a house that is of lesser value will actually be pulled up in value by houses of higher value in the neighborhood, and vice versa.
Okay, you're currently listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Well, one of the things that I always like to say is you don't want to be the best house on your block. Neighbors are pulling your value down. You'd actually prefer to be the worst house on the block, because then your neighbors are pulling your value up.
Right, we got people on our block pulling our values up, right?
Oh, yeah, right next door.
Oh, build, baby, build. Except at 7:30 in the morning, don't build. Don't build at 7 o'clock in the morning, no.
Oh, yeah.
No, 8:30 is okay by me.
Yeah, well, they're doing a whole complete addition, 4 floors on the exterior.
Oh, and they had a jackhammer through the shale in the back, and oh, my goodness.
Quite an undertaking, but
they needed a vacation.
When they're finished.
Your house should be worth more.
It will be. It will. Build. And he's going to put a pool in, too. Now, we were going to ask about pools, right? Do pools add to the value of a home?
Pools cost money to install. They do add value to a home in the sense that they cost money to install. The problem is when you put a pool in for resale, you're targeting a specific audience who's only looking for a house with a pool.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't want a house with a pool.
So they're very.
I'll come over your house and use your pool.
You're more than welcome to come over anytime.
Yeah, John has often invited us to go over, and thank you for that. We've never taken you up on that. We should have let this past summer.
Yeah, that's right.
Now that I'm older, I actually don't want the pool.
See? There you go.
It's worse than having a baby at this point in my life.
Clean it, vacuum it, and all of that.
Yeah, but in the early stages, when our children were young, it was great.
You get your money's worth out
of it. We got our money's worth. We got our enjoyment. You know, and I'm not looking for any huge return on the investment. It's paid for itself as far as
I know. Somebody has a pool in their yard. They're looking to how much it would cost to have it filled in.
It would cost too much for me at this point in time to fill it in. You know, so we're just going to, we need a new liner. So we're going to replace the liner because it's cheaper to put a liner in than it is to fill the pool in and redo all the landscaping. I mean, you're looking at major changes to your property when you install a pool.
Well, if I take anything else from this conversation we just had, I think to summarize, what I heard here is keep in mind that the value of a house is tied directly to the property value of surrounding homes. Am I correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
Yes.
So it would be wise before getting into these type of remodeling projects to speak to someone like yourself, a certified appraiser.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So give you a call.
Talk to a realtor, a knowledgeable realtor. They can give you some good advice.
So, John, you can be reached at John A. Ruddy Appraisal Company, Inc., and what are your numbers?
344-6724. My extension is 207.
And your cell?
561-4309.
And your email?
It's john.pendrek@century21.com.
Okay. Great, John. And that's J-O-H-N.
Correct.
P-E-N-D-R-A-K at century21.com. Before we end today, we go over listings and a tip. So I'd like to talk about the churches that we have for sale in Dunmore. All Saints Church at 326 Ward Street is $169.9. All brick exterior, brand new roof. And the nice feature about this church is that the lower level is finished with a kitchen, two restrooms, storage, and furnace room. The property at St. Casimir's is $154.9. It has a brick face exterior, and it also has a lower level. It's unfinished on that church. Before we conclude, our tip today is if you have appliances, which are a variety of colors, it may look unsavory. Experts agree that a mismatched kitchen may leave a bad taste with buyers. If new appliances aren't in the budget, look to reface. Some appliance doors can be flipped inside out for the opposite color, so all you need is a screwdriver to update. You can also request new fronts and tops from the manufacturer to create a more streamlined look. That concludes our show today, the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker, with Jackie Ruddy, Pat Devaney, and John Pendrack. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, and happy Halloween.
Happy.
Have a good time trick-or-treating.
Stay safe.
Don't eat too much candy.
Don't eat too much candy.
We're from Century 21, Jack Ruddy Real Estate, and John A. Ruddy Appraisal, Inc. If you have any real estate questions during the week, feel free to email us
at questions@jruddy.com. Or you can call us toll-free at 888-399-JACK. That's 888-399-5225.
Or you can visit us at jruddy.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com to search our listings or the MLS. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable, hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30. When you close your eyes and imagine the home of your dreams, what do you think of? the perfect bathroom, or the perfect kitchen, or maybe you've always wanted the perfect room to curl up and watch the game, or read a book. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate wants to help you find that perfect home. Whether it's time to move up, or you're simplifying your life but don't want to sacrifice your comfort, take a virtual tour at jready.com. Looking today or know someone who is? Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, 344-6724. That's 344-6724, or jrudy.com. Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on Saturdays at 8:30 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Century 21 Jack Ready knows real estate.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.